Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. Is it officially spring, or did I miss? Was that a while ago? Oh, shoot. It's end of February. Is it not officially spring?
It's February 29th.
What day is the first day of spring? I don't know.
Not February 29th, a leap year. What are you talking about?
Oh, today's a bonus day. How about that? I totally forgot it was February 29th. Funny story, I guess, since we're just starting on this note. One of my coworkers, his birthday is February 29th, and I didn't wish him happy birthday today. I feel bad now.
Good job. I mean, I'm sure he's kind of used to it, you know?
I mean, it only comes once every 4 years, so people tend to forget. But anyways.
That's rough.
In the spring season on this February 29th of us recording, that is definitely dating our recording time for this Friday release episode, but who cares? We're talking spring. We're talking Flower and Garden. I'm joined here by Melinda Riley.
Hey, everybody. I mean, I think they figured it out already, but yeah, it's just the two of us today. We're going to talk about spring. We're going to talk about Epcot, and we're going to talk about how we wish we were in Epcot. I really need a vacation. I don't know about you, Hunter.
Some people are able to go to Epcot, and it's not me for the first day of Flower and Garden, but yes, I could use a little Flower and Garden vacation to see the topiaries, all 67,000 of them, apparently, that are there.
It is quite a lot. I didn't realize how many until I looked at a list and was like, wow, they really are everywhere.
There are a few.
It's a couple. Yeah. You know, no big deal. No. But yeah, we're going to talk all about Flower and Garden and be a little jaded about not being there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Just one of those. But anyways, a little around the room. How's life? We had a softball game this week. We got run ruled and it was 40 degrees outside. So that's fun.
That's cool. I don't really know much about softball, if I'm being honest, but like, I'm going to take your word for it.
It's not good. We lost bad.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Never mind.
We got run ruled. That's not good. Very bad.
I don't know what that means.
That means the other team scored so many runs, they had to stop the game.
No. No, stop.
You're like, I don't know about softball, but that sounds fantastic. You're so positive.
You see, but I thought that was, look, I'm a theater kid. We know, okay, I'm a failure at sports.
I'm a theater kid, all right? It's no excuse.
I'm so sorry.
I was Mike TV, a Wickersham brother. What else?
You were a Wickersham brother?
I was a Wickersham brother.
You know that I met John doing Seussical, right?
Yeah. No, I did not. I don't know why I said yes.
I was like, really? We've talked about this?
I said yes, confirming what you said, but I did not.
You're like, yeah.
What were you in Seussical?
I was a bird girl, John was Cat in the Hat.
Wickershams and the bird girls, they had a thing, definitely.
Oh, not for us. No, I fell in love with the Cat in the Hat, literally. And there's a picture of, during Sala Salu, me staring directly at John, because our director, this is sappy. You want some sappiness for a minute?
Here we go.
Our director was like, I want you to think of something, like the saddest thing in the world, like something you desperately want, because Sala Salu is a really sad number. It's supposed to be like, they're thinking of a dream world that could never be. And she's like, and I want you to really like picture that and like put it out there. And directly in front of me was John, and I had the biggest crush in the world on this dude. And I would just stare like in his direction, and my mom caught a picture of my face, and it was the most depressing thing ever, because I just wanted him to date me, and I won at the end. So I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. It all started with Seussical.
It all started with a bird.
Y'all are getting some big like deep acting tips. I think maybe we were just younger and it wasn't. I was not method acting whatsoever. I was pretty much just being myself as a Wickersham brother, but nice and rowdy and causing mischief all over the place. But there was a lot of sitting, wasn't there, for like Seussical? Like I recall like sitting on the tiered stage a lot, like as the performance was going on, and I had to like just be on stage. Just kind of hanging, chilling with my Wickersham bros and that kind
of stuff. I'm pretty sure that was a director's choice for you, because you could go off stage.
Might have been because you're like in like early middle school and they're like,
they
can't
probably
trust
wanted
these
to
kids
keep an
to come
eye
on and off stage.
Yeah. No, it's definitely they just didn't trust you guys to do the right thing. And you know what? I don't blame them, but you know.
Hey,
what are you gonna do?
I had some acting chops, all right? I was And then my eighth grade year, I decided I wanted to be one of the ushers because all my friends were ushers and they made fun of me for being Mike TV. And my final curtain call of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I was Mike TV, but or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I don't know what the kids' musical version.
I think it's
Okay.
Willy Wonka. My mom actually just did that show. You think I would know, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And you know what? At least you ended with a bang. You ended with a
I ended
lead.
with a
That's
bang as a Jedi. Mike TV had put my own twist on it. So
you
I
were a
was.
Jedi. So instead of a cowboy, you were a Jedi, Mike TV.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
Padawan braid and all. Lightsaber. Had a massive lightsaber battle with Willy Wonka and his cane. It was great.
I'm proud of you for
Yeah.
that.
I feel
Honestly,
accomplished.
I didn't know you did shows, so this is like new information to
I
me, and
did
I'm kind of
shows.
loving it.
Then I went to a liberal arts college and I took like stage management courses, lighting design. I ran the lighting design for a or what collegiate, like, I don't know, dance recital, was it called? I don't know.
Wow,
But ran
learning
like
so
ran
many things.
audio. Like I've been in the booth. All right. I've done my time.
Look, I've done my time in the booth too. It's a rough place to be.
But it's fun. I like it. I didn't
Oh,
mind
I don't
it.
like it. I
Oh,
don't think I was.
really?
No, I was not meant to be in the booth. I was meant to. This is going to sound so diva. I'm doing my Rachel Berry moment. I was meant to be on the stage.
Oh.
No, I feel like I am so bad. I'm very good at like costuming. I'm very good at wig prep. I'm good at makeup, but like things like spotlights and stuff and like lugging things, not my forte.
Well,
I.
it's like the button pushing for me, or like hitting your cues. Like I had some cue anxiety because like when you're on the stage, you can walk out, you know, you can be a little in front or behind, it's all right. But like when it's your turn and you run the sound, like the music, and it's
It's a
like, all
little terrible.
right, start the music, and you're like, oh, if I mess this up, then we're gonna have to have an awkward silence, and it's like, but you're the guy in the booth, nobody sees you, so if something goes wrong, you just slouch and
Yeah, no, everyone on
hide.
stage is the ones that look dumb. You get to just kind of slither off in the corner and be like, I didn't do nothing. What are you talking
Exactly.
about?
Exactly. Exactly.
This got so off tangent, but I loved learning all this about you today.
Just kids' musicals.
What an around the room moment this was.
Yeah, it was great. But hopefully my Wi-Fi works. We had storms blowing through today, so
We did too.
it's gonna be a little feet. Mel, can you
Are
air?
you there, Hunter? Hunter,
I
what's
don't know. That?
scariest voice you could do.
I am your host, your ghost host.
Wow, Hunter, is there someone else here?
Can't see anyone. There's a
If you
strange
can already tell by
smell.
the laugh, hola, everybody. It's Nick.
Oh, it's Nick.
All right, so Oh, we didn't know you were gonna be here. I
Oh,
really
wait, you're
enjoyed
not going to be the
listening.
ghost host the whole episode? You're going to
Yeah,
go back to your
1000%.
normal?
This episode now belongs to me. Oh, that was really good though. That was yeah, on brand.
So, here's the thing. From time to time, there are some of us hosts who are no longer with the happiest podcast on earth, but we like to refer to ourselves as the ghost hosts. And you never know when we'll be hopping by. And when we do, we will be taking over the episode. And that is what we are doing today. I heard that the two of you were going to be on an episode together talking about Flower Garden Festival. And I said, how can these two jokers talk about Flower Garden Festival when they have not even gone?
I've
It's
been
true.
before.
Yeah, when's the last time that you went to Flower and Garden Festival?
Last spring?
Oh, okay. So not bad.
Yeah, I went last March. St. Patty's Day last year I was in
Oh,
Epcot.
okay. I remember
Oh,
that.
I was there around St. Pat. Was I there? Did I was that when we
I
met
don't
in the
think so.
Springs? No.
No, that
Did
was a
not.
couple of years ago.
No,
Then it
wait,
was.
Hunter, did I see you? No, I didn't.
I think I recall being around in St. Patty's Day, but it Well,
might have
you
been a
haven't
few
been
years
this
ago.
year, and
No,
not
I have
many have.
not. I haven't seen any of the most recent
You
topiaries.
haven't been this year, and not many have because it's only been happening for a few days now. But it is now March, and even though it is not technically spring yet, Hunter.
Is it really not? I was about to No,
Google
buddy,
what the fr
we're going
no.
to have to get you a
Spring
calendar. And
happens at the end of March. I want to say it's like March 21st, 22nd, something like that.
oh my
I'm going gosh,
to look
March right.
19th.
There you go.
And here I was thinking spring is like January, start of the year, growing up my whole life.
What are you talking about?
I don't
What?
know.
Are you for real right now?
Are you acting?
Well, okay. When I was a kid, I thought, oh, January, that's spring. Then you have, you know, summer, fall, winter, and then winter ends in December. But now, as I get older, I thought it maybe was in February around, but apparently it's in March.
Can I ask you a question? Did you not have like a preschool teacher who had the calendar where they clearly had the like seasons marked? Like January was full of icicles and February was like, you know.
Hey, I was homeschooled, all right?
don't do
so
that.
Thanks for picking on me.
I didn't know.
I'm
didn't
sorry,
know
but January spring is a stretch for sure.
I was homeschooled till sixth grade, the year I was in Seussical. That was my first year in school, was the Seussical musical. Like, it was my break, literally my breakout role. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, now
very
there.
Proud of you for that. All right, this is my episode now. So
that's
you
enough
just
of me, I guess.
Pipe down.
Yeah. My chop liver.
All right, but really, in spirit of the Flower and Garden Festival, we are going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to do a little bit of a twist on Flower and Garden for you guys. Obviously, Hunter and Mel are aware of this because I would not be just throwing this on them in the last second. Well, kind of, but but
I mean,
we are
they
going.
Already know when we're recording.
I had no idea you were coming today.
I didn't. Let me tell you something. When I woke up this morning, I did not know that I was coming today.
This was kind of a last minute fun addition, but I've also been pushing to have Nick on an episode for weeks. So this is making my heart very happy.
It's been
today.
Like 2 months since I've been on an episode, though. So, you know,
and you said
Major
never coming back.
I've never said
proven
that.
AJ right.
Never
Every
said
day.
Not once. Not once did I say I was not coming back. I said that I would absolutely still be around. In fact, speaking of AJ, for Patreon members, AJ and I just got done recording a Patreon episode about Flower and Garden Festival. And we went into, like, we did the best of the fest, which we actually really liked and feel like maybe every time a festival starts,
what a nice series,
we might do a little series together. Look at that.
I love that.
But we talked about like our top five favorite things from the festival that we experienced on day one. And also, if you guys follow Happiest Podcast on Earth on Instagram, then you would have seen that we posted a reel together. That was a little bit of an Easter egg of me coming back for some of the Flower and Garden festivities. And if you don't follow Happiest Podcast on Earth on Instagram, then you're missing out because it was a fun reel and fun TikTok that we posted. Thank you guys for being our fans.
It's
gonna be fun. I'm really excited because a little behind the scenes, Hunter did text me this morning an audio clip, and he was like, I may or may not be already thinking about ways that we can like film some content. I don't, Hunter, have you talked about this on the podcast, what our plans for our coming in May? I don't think you have.
I don't
no,
think
we're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot, like on that tracks, and I've talked about it on my socials.
I've shouted it out, but yeah, we're going to Star Wars. What is it technically called? Star Wars After Hours or Star Wars Disney After Dark?
Disneyland After Dark, Star Wars Night. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to be there the whole weekend. So we're going to be there for Pixar Fest. I already have my outfit picked out, ready to go.
We need an outfit.
I have merch that I'm
wearing.
This is
where it's so different because I am blank long sleeve T-shirt guy with black gym shorts, and Nick is like thought out, and yeah. I'm just not.
Obviously, you have to dress to the theme, which you do now have. You're proud owner of a T-shirt that you can
yes,
wear.
Yes, you did. You did send me a Toy Story 2 movie poster T-shirt that I am very much appreciative of, and will wear at Pixar Fest.
Look at me go.
There
and then we'll also be there on May the 4th, which will be super exciting. I'm sure that there'll be things like happening. I mean, I know the thing that I'm most excited about for that weekend is Hyperspace Mountain. I cannot wait.
Is it only on, that's the after hours, right? Or is
no,
it
it's
only
it's,
on May the 4th?
No. It's like during that season, but
Star Wars week.
Yeah.
Star
wait.
Wars week. That's
I've never
so
done
cool.
It.
I'm jealous. You
it's
guys
be
better
fun.
Have a good time.
But
you
anyway, so Hunter sent me an audio clip this morning and was like, I'm thinking of ideas of how to make this into a reel when we're together in California.
Well, you hear like all this audio, like people make all these reels and they got all this catchy audio.
He's inspired, like, ladies and gentlemen, and he's tapping into that theater kid, and we are going to make so much content that weekend. Like, just get ready because also Yin and Yang are going to be reunited. And so stay tuned because there will be, I'm gonna just put this out there. There will definitely be a yin and yang episode coming on Patreon. So here I am. I'm just telling you guys all the things that I'm gonna do with Happiest Podcast
But guys, he's not a part of it that much
I
anymore,
like how that
okay?
started with Hunter, have you told them? And then I was like, yeah, we're going. And then you were like, yeah, and then we're going to Disneyland.
Here's what is actually happening. I'm
No, I love
excited.
it.
I'm really looking forward to that weekend. So
It'll be fun.
I can't wait to get all the text updates. You guys better, well, no, let's be real. Okay, Nick, you better text me and let me know how the whole thing's
Oh,
going.
shots fired.
I'm hang up, hang out. This
It'll be
is,
fun.
but that'll be my third time ever at Disneyland. That was my second time last time we went.
It'll be my fourth, but I'm looking forward to it. I need some redemptive moments on this trip, so. No, we are
I
not going
already
to be.
scheduled the morning power walk.
Nope, not happening.
That is happening. But hey, if it goes well, then maybe, another weekend we'll just do a weekend trip to like Shanghai or Tokyo or something,
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me with a good time.
just
Although
a quick weekend.
I don't think that you could handle Nick on a plane over the seas for that
Oh,
long. You would
it's all right. We can take
so be
separate
ready.
flights.
No.
No, if you were
Meet
sitting next
there,
to me on a
meet you
plane, I
there.
would be like, I am not talking on this flight.
Oh,
And
you'd be talking, let me tell you.
guys,
No, I'm a movie watcher on the plane. Oh, forever and
oof. No,
always.
after the flight I just had, I don't think you could get me on a plane
No,
right now.
I don't even want to revisit that conversation, Mel. I cannot believe it.
Oh my
I
God.
had a
bad plane experience
You
last time I
guys had
flew to
similar
Orlando too.
experiences. You had similar experiences, and also it was the same airline. So
Oh, Spirit. Was it Spirit or
yeah.
Frontier? I don't remember.
It was
Spirit.
Spirit.
Yeah, it's rough. Their seats are like literally a sheet of plastic with leather wrapped around them, or pleather, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that wasn't the part
It's
that, I
not
mean,
even leather.
that was awful going from California to Jersey. You know, it's like a
Oh.
6-hour flight on those seats, but really it was other unfortunate things that happened on the plane that were not great. So
Someone got sick,
someone got
basically.
sick and it was like a movie.
No, stop.
A movie? Like what genre of movie? Are we talking like comedy or like
No,
horror?
like a comedy, you know, like I won't put this in the episode. Like, you know
It
how
can be
like
in
the
it's in. This is great.
episode.
No,
This is the ghost host.
and you don't
Don't
like
get your like, oh, I can take out whatever I want. You don't have that luxury.
That's
Spooky
true. We
things
don't got a lot
happen.
of time. Look, if you don't like graphic things, skip ahead like 15
Yeah,
seconds.
hit the
But
plus
basically,
15.
yeah, and just keep going until I say we're done. Okay. But basically, John and I are in the back of the plane because, of course, we ended up in the back of the plane. And a guy passed out. He was definitely, he was having a good time. You know what I mean? It wasn't a medical thing. It was like a he did a little too much of something kind of thing. And he ran down the aisle with the flight attendant covered
Skip
his mouth
again if you
and
skipped 15.
the puke like ricocheted and it like
Oh!
sprayed out.
Oh
Like I got it in
no.
my hair and it
Oh
got on.
no!
Miss me with
And I was
that.
lucky I only got like a little bit. The poor woman who was at the
Poor
front of our
guy.
aisle
Poor
was covered.
everybody on that
Poor
plane. I don't
guy.
feel bad for the
Not a poor
guy. The guy should
guy.
have controlled his substance intake before he got on
Substance
the flight.
use
Well,
when he
okay,
got on a
sure.
flight.
All right, maybe he gets nervous. Let's show a little empathy, y'all. Come on.
Oh,
He didn't, but
please.
here's the thing. He sat at the back of the plane. Flight attendants sat him down and they're like, "Do you know what you just did?" And he's like, "What?" And they're
No.
like, you just on everybody. And he's like, "Oh, no apology, no
Oh, there you
humbleness,
go.
nothing."
There it
And then
is.
he just sat at the back of the plane getting free water while the rest of us couldn't get free water
Did you
or
like
anything.
wash your hair in the bathroom or something? How do you
I
proceed?
literally, they handed us half dry Purell wipes to wipe our,
Oh
yeah. So my hair right now is like straw because I put straight alcohol in it, you know?
That's
It
horrible.
was, guys,
Yeah,
I
after
am
my
paying first
experience.
class.
Yeah, after my last Spirit experience, I've also vowed never to fly Spirit again. So
Yeah, that
I'm
really
never gonna.
damaged my relationship with Spirit because I liked
It's
them up
worth
until
the just little extra to just be on American Airlines, you know?
now.
You know,
Yeah.
it would just be one of those things where when someone sprays bodily fluids on you, I'd appreciate a bottle of water. Maybe.
Yeah.
I
All right.
don't think that's
Well,
too much effort.
anyways,
Okay,
if you
we're
I'm
done with this
skipping, I hope
I
you
have no
skipped a
transition from
minute
bodily
30
fluids
instead
to
of
flower
15.
and garden festival,
They
but
grow the flowers. It's aquaponics. The waste of the
Circle of
people in the
life.
river
No, wait, I
fertilizes
know
the
how to.
plant.
Yeah, literally, like the guy, I told you guys the story, the guy at Animal Kingdom who did that in a bush. Like it's a circle of life
There you
situation,
go.
you
Circle
know?
of life. The wheat that turns to hops, barley to beer. to man, to unfortunate man, to the flowers. Then the wheat grows more again, leading to more, and it's just circle of life at that point.
Wow, that's actually
all right,
beautiful.
All right, yeah. Stop. No more. We're done. Flower and Garden Festival. It's a great time. There's a lot of fun things happening at Flower and Garden this year. But in order to hear our thoughts on those things, or I should say, AJ and my thoughts on those things, you got to go listen to the Patreon episode. And if you're not on Patreon, I am going to personally put a plug in there because I am a Patreon member and I love being a Patreon member. And also my wife is now a Patreon member. And also we have a Discord and that thing pops off on a regular basis. There's so many fun conversations happening in there and I want you all to come be a part of it with me. So that's my plug, shameless plug from a Patreon / Discord person.
I love it.
So anyways, if you want to hear any of that, go listen to AJ and I's episode. But we are going to have a little bit of
something
fun today.
Different today.
Yeah, a little bit of fun, something a little different, themed to Flower and Garden since the festival has started. We're going to do a draft of the Flower and Garden topiaries. And so there are a lot of topiaries at Flower and Garden Festival. There are some new ones this year, which may be some hot takes in this draft. We'll see, TBD. I don't know how much research you guys have done and seen photos. I did send Hunter and Mel a link to a website to kind of prep for the episode, and that link had photos of everything in it. Maybe Mel can like post that link onto the story and maybe also share it in like the episode description so that if you want to go like reference what like the photos of all of these topiaries, you can do that as you're listening to the episode. And huge shout out to wdwmagic.com. I don't know anybody over there, but they're
huge
the
fans.
Ones that
Great photos of topiaries.
But really though, they put this together, and so you know, I literally just googled the topiaries from this year and their website popped up, but they did a great job with their article kind of recapping.
Honestly,
everything.
It's kind of impressive to turn an article around that fast. I mean, they just went like, all right, we're in.
I bet they had it up yesterday. That's the greatest. I mean, you guys know how I feel about the first day of a festival at Epcot. It's like a big family reunion. And so I get to see like all these faces and like talk to all these people, and I'm literally living my best life. I leave the festival feeling so energized.
Was it crowded? Like, did it feel like at capacity or?
It was very busy for sure. It's kind of a weird time of year. Like normally this is a little bit of a slow season, but that hasn't fully existed. We're coming off of a race weekend. So I don't know if people kind of hung out for the start of the festival. And then there's also two Moonlight Magic events this week. And those are like DVC specific events, but those bring in a lot of DVC members as well. So I don't know. It was definitely busy though. Standard busy first day of festival. The merch was flying off the shelves.
Oh, I'm sure.
All of the above. Yeah. But so yeah, we're going to do a draft. And in order to find out, okay, so a couple of rules for this draft. First of all, any of the topiaries that are connected to each other are considered one topiary. And what I mean by that is a piglet is sitting on top of Eeyore, so that's one topiary. You've got Rafiki lifting Simba up, that is one topiary. You've got Asha and the Wishing Star, she's sort of holding it, that is one topiary. But you've also have like Anna and Elsa, those are two separate topiaries. That is not one topiary. Those three examples are the three that are connected. Oh, I'm sorry. Bo Peep's sheep. Like we're not doing sheep one, sheep two, sheep three. They are all connected to each other. That is one topiary.
But they're like literally connected. Like that's
truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
The other two characters also connected. They're you can't break them up. That would not be good for the sheep.
Right. So that is one of the rules. Other rule, there are butterflies all over Flower and Garden Festival. We will only count one butterfly in the draft.
Oh,
we're not going to do like That's orange valid. Butterfly, yellow butterfly.
The butterfly or like
there's just we'll just say butterfly. Singular. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, there are geese in, I think, Canada, and then pandas in China. We're going to count those all together as well. We're not going to do panda one, panda two, panda three, so on and so forth. Those are all connected. Those specific ones are
good
connected.
Value picks right there.
You guys are going to be drafting 15 different topiaries. There's around like 60 total topiaries at Epcot. So
not 60,000, are you sure?
Positive.
I might have exaggerated slightly.
Because
just
I am
a little...
Sorry.
Because I'm the ghost host, there's always some like mischief involved in the draft. So stay tuned. There will be some twist depending on who you end up drafting. Some of the topiaries may or may not come with a twist. So we'll
Interesting.
see if you hit any of my hot items. But also I wanted to say, to find out who's going first in the draft, I have a trivia question for you.
Oh
Oh.
dear.
And so you guys can just
Notoriously bad at these kind of things.
what we'll do is Mel will go first, ladies first. But the trivia question is, Hunter, you just got so offended that I did that. Get over it.
That's fine.
The trivia question is, whoever can get closest to the opening date of Haunted Mansion at Disneyland will
Oh,
win, or will be able to pick first.
date, as
The
in
date,
day.
the day. Okay, so Mel, I know you love Haunted Mansion so much, and you're just like always consuming information about that attraction. But what is the opening date of Haunted Mansion at Disneyland? I wasn't obviously going to do Walt Disney World because it was an opening day attraction at Walt Disney World, but it
Yeah,
was, I
my
will
brain
say,
immediately
it was
jumped to
not
that.
an opening day attraction in
Yeah.
Disneyland.
Oh no. You know what's like really horrible about this is I've actually, and I've talked about this, I have watched so many documentaries about the Haunted Mansion because I'm trying to train myself to like this thing. And I've heard this date said so many times. It's not even funny.
I
It's
honestly, I would not have known this answer, but I just picked it because it's Haunted Mansion. I'm a ghost host, and that's where we thrive. So,
I know
something,
it
yeah,
was like, I
something's
want
just
to say
calling to
it
me
was
right
like
now.
a year after the park had opened. But like,
If you
what?
want to give me a year and you don't necessarily have a strong feeling on the month, that's okay too.
Can I do that? I can give you a year.
Sure.
Okay.
We
Well,
can
hold
just
on.
do,
Put a date in there.
Okay.
You can't take the whole year. Come on.
Fine. I'm gonna say, I'm just gonna say like September 1956-ish.
Okay.
That's my
Hunters?
guess. That's probably wrong, but I tried.
This the Price is Right rules?
You can't do September
Yeah,
2nd.
you can't just be like
November 19.
October.
No, but pick as close as
Okay,
you think
okay.
you're going to be.
No, I mean.
Something, this popped into my head. And I think I thought it was like, okay, it was a year after, but I don't know if it was a year after. I feel like it lingered for a little bit more than that.
Like
And
57 or 58
my
almost.
gut is saying May 8th, 1958.
May 8th, 1958. So, and you said September
I was thinking,
1956.
yeah.
Okay, so Hunter wins.
I figured,
But
yeah.
both of you are far off. It was August 9th, 1969.
Yeah,
Wow, it
that's
was that
only
far
11 years
off?
off.
Almost 2 years before Walt Disney World opened, which is interesting.
Wow.
So yeah, there you go.
You
August
know what?
9th.
That makes sense though, when you think
Was
about like the technology on the ride.
Yeah, it
It's
took
just
a
like
little
my
while
brain.
for Walt to like help develop it. And I would say then Walt didn't get to ever see this attraction finished, right? I don't remember. When did Walt die? I don't remember.
When
I'm
did
gonna look it
Walt
up.
die?
You know what? That probably is true because there was so much back and
I want to
forth
say
on
he
whether.
died in 67.
66. He
Okay.
died December 15th, 66.
Yeah, so he never got to see it
That's so
finished.
sad.
Very
Was
sad.
the building for Haunted Mansion always? No. It wasn't always
No,
there.
they built
Because
that
wasn't it
building
like the West?
for.
Or no, it wasn't that. Let's
He
see.
must have seen a lot of the development, though, because there's that whole famous thing where he says, we're going to take care of the outside of the building. The ghosts
Yeah.
will take care of the inside. So, like, he obviously made it
No, for sure.
far into it. But
Yeah.
yeah.
The facade was
Wow.
there for a long time,
Yeah.
is what I remember.
Yeah. I
So,
guess, like, my brain immediately jumped to because I knew it was opening day for Walt Disney World. So I will
yeah.
give myself that.
Good
But
job. Proud of
wow.
you.
Thanks. I
All
tried.
right. Let's
Well,
just keep talking about this trivia
we don't
question
have
and
to
drag it on for an
spend
entire
enough time on
episode.
that. No, we've got to get
We're
into the draft.
in
So
rare form today.
Hunter's gonna pick first, and Hunter, you're on the clock. What is your
All
first
right.
pick, your first topiary in your
Are
garden of topiaries?
we all three drafting?
No, I'm not drafting.
You're not
No,
drafting?
he's
Oh,
judging us.
I
perfect.
am the ghost host.
All right. Cool. I've got some special plan for this. Let's start. Let's just start with Figment.
All right,
On the
Figment.
board, front and
Figment,
center.
he is, yeah. He's got a
He's
good
there.
spot. He is
Yeah.
in like in front of Spaceship Earth in World Celebration Gardens. That's the new area. They went all out with Figment. Have you
I
guys
was.
seen? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I
Good.
was shocked that they chose Figment for that prime real estate, but I guess that's okay.
I mean, it makes sense because Figment's become sort of a mascot of Epcot, I guess. It looks really good, like it's really good succulents, but I don't like Figment that much, so
What
as we
is with
know.
all the Figment hate? I don't.
Listen, if you go to our Patreon episode, AJ has some feelings about Figment, so
We all know AJ has a lot of.
yeah. All right,
Thank
good pick, Hunter. You're safe with that one. No
you.
mischief associated with that
Ah,
Figment.
perfect.
All right, Hunter's on the board with his first topiary and comes out strong with Figment.
Very
Hey,
strong.
Mel, what do
So
you got?
I'm going to go for one that I just really, really want, and that would be Belle.
Very nice.
I'm
I
assuming Belle and the Beast are separate,
they
correct?
are correct. Yes.
Yeah, I just
Belle's
love her.
she looks great. She's located in France. Looks fantastic. Love it. I
It's
didn't
right
make
in
it.
the center.
Yeah. I didn't
You
make it back there. No. I didn't make it into any of the World Showcase. I was like at the front of the park the entire time.
I see. I would have been like, immediately get me out of the front. This is where we're different because I'd immediately have been like, get me to the World Showcase. And that is where I will stay.
But
Like,
that's where like social Nick kicks in, and like it, you don't make it far.
yeah, no,
You
you have
see so
pretty
many
fun.
people, you sit, you talk, you hang out, you film reels together. You're just doing a lot of
Yeah,
things.
you spend 45 minutes filming a reel, you
Some
know?
of my favorite food is at the front of the park, and so I just really wanted to like go to those things and try some of the new stuff.
Like
So,
pizza, Cast Connections,
no, I did not. First of all, it's not Ask
Or
Connections, it's
what
just
is it?
Connections Cafe.
Cast
And
Connections.
yeah.
I'm really tired
Is that the store?
Yeah,
Is that the
that's
retail
the
store?
store.
Not
That is the
resale, but
store.
the discount store.
But also, Mel, you're not allowed to hate on that pizza until you've actually tried it. So
Next
you
time I come,
gotta come get a pie.
I'm not. Oh, okay. Yeah, gotta get a pie. Yeah, gotta get the whole pie.
All right, good pick. You're also safe with that one. I had a
Cool.
feeling you'd go towards some princesses, so nice job. Hunter, you're
Well,
up next.
see, this is where you have to know your opponent. And I got close with that first one, so I'm gonna hedge my bets and elevate one of my later round picks. I'm gonna go with Beast right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna
off the
go with Beast.
board.
Yeah.
You are just trying to start a fight, and I don't
I
know
have
what
to.
I
I know. I he's
do. You have
integral.
to. You have
Yes.
to.
I need him.
I'm not really seeing the ties between Beast and Figment at this point, but
It's the horns. I'm picking all characters with horns.
You're not gonna get very far,
I'm
bud.
kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. Just, oh, she got Belle. Well, I gotta take the Beast.
Well,
God forbid.
I
God
know. Here,
forbid.
on one hand, I think you're gonna pick a princess next, but then I think, oh, she's just gonna pick pairs. So I gotta save myself here.
Her OCD needs to have the pairs.
Good pick,
Threw
good
it off a
pick.
little bit.
I really will say Beauty and the Beast, they're just like, I love those topiaries so much. I
They
hope that
look.
they don't ever like get rid of those. I don't think they will, but
If they did switch them out, I would maybe be okay with seeing like a Sleeping Beauty topiary in that
true.
area. I think
True.
that would be beautiful, but I also think they could just put that somewhere else. You know what I
Okay.
mean? Like, I don't think we have to take them out, you
Makes
know?
sense. Makes sense.
So.
All right, Mel, second pick.
Okay. I'm like scared because I have multiple choices here. I think I'm gonna pick Asha.
All right, nice
At the
pick.
front.
Asha is new this year. Asha is at the very front of the park. And
I knew it. I knew
here's
it. Oh my gosh.
it
the
is.
thing. I am a ghost, but I'm also Nick. So sometimes the ghost moves cannot be the greatest, but also sometimes they may work in your favor. And in this
Oh, hold
scenario,
on now.
Asha is with a wishing star,
Oh
and we're gonna
dear.
let you make a wish and pick. You get to keep Asha in the wishing star, but you also get to pick a character from any movie that already does not have a topiary and add that to your list of
Wow.
topiaries.
That's nice. Oh, this is
I'm not
perfect.
always a bad ghost.
No, this is perfect because we just talked about it. I would make a Sleeping Beauty
I
topiary.
literally was like, wow, you could not have teed that up more perfectly, Mel.
It's amazing. This just made me so happy. Oh my gosh. I
So
love that.
sleeping, she's going to be like a bonus for you, but that does not count as like an extra pick. That's just a bonus
It's
topiary
just a wish. I
in
love
your
that.
garden of
Just a
topiary.
wish.
Just a wish. Just a wish for my wish. That's so cute. I love it. Yeah, I would want Sleeping Beauty. And I could see them putting flowers, like half the pink, half the blue, and like blending it together in like
Ooh, make
an
it pink,
ombre.
make it blue. That would be so sick.
Wouldn't
You're
that
onto
be
something.
beautiful? Right? Disney, come on, take my idea. I'm okay
That's
with it. Steal it.
really good. I like that idea. I'm
Right?
like so serious about that. Like that needs to happen.
Right? I would love to see that. Oh, that would be
Yeah.
so cool.
Good
They can make
one.
a drink with it too, like a cute little frosted blend drink
Pink
or
and blue.
something.
Wow.
Right?
The
Right?
marketing. We're onto something.
It's like I'm a marketer or something. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
It's like, yeah, it's like that you that's what you do full
It's
time or
like that's what
something.
I do full time. That's so weird.
Shocking. All right, Hunter,
Can I
pick number
pick
three.
now?
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I hope you pick a bad one.
No,
I do.
I don't pick bad ones is the thing. So I'm actually really happy with this one. I'm surprised they made it to number three, I'll be honest. One of the most colorful topiaries in the entire festival. From his green tongue to his purple tail, give me Dante.
Oh, very nice. We
Oh,
love Dante
that's a
moment.
good one.
Yeah. Honestly, like this is a spoiler for the Patreon episode, but Dante and Miguel look fantastic.
They
Like
look
they
great.
are they're such great topiaries. They're brand new. They took the place where the three Caballeros were, and I'm okay with it. Like I like these better. So
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the kids will also relate better to those characters compared to the three Caballeros,
for sure.
unfortunately.
No, it
So.
was really special to get to watch like families walk up and get very excited, especially like Latin and Hispanic families walking up to these topiaries. It was really cool to see their
Yeah.
reactions to them. So
But looking at these and even like looking at Miguel, like can't you just see him as like a audio animatronic inside of,
yeah,
you know,
like
Grand
he
Fiesta
looks that
Tour?
good.
Like
Yeah.
it
But
looks.
I also feel like that's a little bit of like again, I talked about this in the Patreon episode, but it feels like maybe a little bit of foreshadowing. Like we got rid of the three Caballero topiaries to replace them with the Coco
You got to
topiaries.
test it out. And I guess this
Wow.
is one way to do it.
Was this on an episode where we said, or maybe this was me and John talking on one of the Patreon episodes. I'm not entirely sure.
We've talked
Where
about it many
we've
times, I feel
definitely
like.
talked about the fact that, like, if they closed the Three Caballeros ride and replaced it with a Coco ride, it would just override Mexico so badly.
Yeah, like you already have a massive line just to get into La Cava. Like, think of the
Let
utter
alone that
chaos.
ride, that
Well,
would
you
be
know, they'd
chaos.
have to have a secondary queue. Like, they'd have to route the queue out. And so you
Yeah.
go into the pavilion, but you can't
It
enter the
goes out and
ride from the
around.
pavilion. And then you enter the ride from like a separate area. But yeah.
And it would
Yeah.
probably be like boarding groups for a long time too. So,
Oh,
oh,
because
boarding
you know that would
groups.
be crazy. Oh
Oh,
my
for
God.
sure.
All right, Mel, pick number three.
I could be spiteful, but I'm not going to be because I like princesses. So I'm gonna go to Elsa.
Very nice. Very nice.
At
I had a
least.
feeling that either Anna or Elsa would make your list, and that's good. And there's no big catches with that one either. So good pick. Solid. I love those two together. I think that those are another solid like couple of topiaries. I think that they look really good.
They're beautiful.
I like their faces. Like they look really good. I feel like they look very realistic
They look
for
better
being.
than the animatronics, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not
Yeah, than
wrong.
the projection
The
faces.
projection
Yeah.
faces don't do it for me the way the topiaries do, but I just think they do a great job with them every single year. I love taking pictures. I'm sure you saw people doing the
Oh
Elsa
yes.
pose with the
Well,
arm and,
I
you
didn't
know.
because I didn't
Oh, wait,
make it
you
to
didn't make it
Norway.
to the showcase. That's right. You were too
Yeah.
busy in the front.
I only got to the Miguel and Dante topiaries. And then I got a Violet Lemonade, but that's about all I did in World Showcase. So I didn't make it anywhere.
Oh my gosh, killing me. But no, I
Yeah.
mean, you see it all the time. I literally did it last year where me and my friend, she's like, you know, the Anna to
Yeah.
my Elsa, and it's just so cute.
It's good. It's good
You can't
stuff.
go wrong.
All right, Hunter, pick number four.
All right. Well, this one, I think, you know, speaking from a composition standpoint, may have the best photo composition of any topiary. There, I'm gonna go with the dragon from Japan. Frames perfectly with the Arch of Japan, with the, you know, spaceship Earth in the background. You know, in the water coming out. Reminds me of the Disney Springs Lego dragon. I mean, soft spot for that guy in my heart. But yeah, I just like what we're doing here with the dragon.
I think it looks really
Large,
good.
imposing, lots of color. Great
I think
topiary.
it's yeah, I think it's perfectly placed. I will say
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and there you go.
and this one's gonna be bad because it's me.
Actually, it's actually a lucky dragon. So you know what? You
Hey.
also get to pick a character from any
Oh.
movie
Oh, now I gotta think.
and make a
I wasn't
topiary out
ready.
of it.
I wasn't ready. Oh.
I feel like I know a direction you could go. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me make sure. Let me see if they have a name.
No, then it's definitely not the direction that I was
You're
saying
like,
you
never mind, not what I was thinking at all.
were going. Ah, all right. I'm gonna go with TikTok, the crocodile.
He already has a topiary.
What? I missed that one.
Do your research.
Do your research
No, are you
better.
serious?
You could
He
have the
is.
octopus from Peter Pan too.
No, please, no. Okay. I'm gonna go with Bruce from Finding
Okay,
Nemo.
Bruce the shark.
That would
Okay.
be a
Shark.
very interesting topiary design. I'd love to see how they would pull
Blue
that
with
off.
topiary? I feel like that'd be tough to
I
do,
think that'd
but
be sick though, because there's
some
not very many
red, you know.
topiaries over by like the seas. And so I
Yeah.
think that that would be fantastic.
Yeah. The shape
Also,
is large, you know?
yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
But that.
Also, why didn't we get a Moana topiary this year by Journey Water? Missed opportunity.
I mean, I guess they think, you know, the Tafiti is like kind of just one ginormous topiary, so.
True, true. Yeah. Anyway, good pick. I like it. Bruce, fun fact, my
Thanks.
dog's name is Bruce and it's named after that shark. So,
Looks exactly like.
okay.
It's
Well, you are up
a
for.
funny joke because it's a tiny dog. All right, everybody, let's
No,
see.
I can't.
Well, you're up
Anyways.
for pick number four.
All right. I think I'm gonna go with
Very
Isabella.
nice. Very nice. All
Oh.
right. You guys keep picking these characters that have a common theme where you get to pick a character from any movie and add it to
Gosh,
Isabella. But that is not
I'm
the
starting
only
to think this is
twist.
the only thing.
You're just picking the wrong ones, but that's great.
I kind of love it.
I had, well, first of all, Encanto, you know, guys know how I feel about Encanto. And also, Isabella, I feel like, should be one of the mascots for Flower and Garden Festival,
He really should
obviously.
be.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. There needs to be more there with her, for sure.
Absolutely. So pick a character from any movie that you can
Pick
add
a
as a topiary.
character. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna look at my wall. I've got a wall of
Wall. I'm
characters
gonna
behind me.
wall of princesses.
I've got villains. I've got, you know, so much going on. You know what I want? I figured it out. I want a giant maleficent dragon
Ooh, that would be
topiary
sick.
that
Wow.
can go with my Sleeping Beauty,
I don't even think that there's like any like villain topiaries.
which is a
I'm
missed
not really seeing
opportunity.
any.
Yeah, that's great. Good job.
Wouldn't that be cool though? Like
I
if
think
you
it'd be
had like,
fantastic. Yeah.
see, I'm
Right by
making a
Sleeping
whole
Beauty.
order, right?
Wow.
You got her
Wow.
in the front, and then you got Maleficent off in the background doing her
Some
thing.
like
Like
dark flowers in there. That'd be sick.
some vines. That's a perfect way to use those thorns in
And you
a
know
vine.
what, Isabella, she can help you with that. She's got that unlocked.
She does. She definitely does. So thanks a lot for that, girlfriend.
right, Hunter, pick number five. We're gonna start rolling through
I'm
these.
gonna now pick TikTok the crocodile.
Oh man.
Because
I had a
I
feeling
did
you would.
not know he existed until this very moment.
I had a feeling you'd go in that
In my
direction.
defense, he's not on the he's not list his photo isn't on the
Oh,
wdmagic.com.
that's a bummer. Well, he is a topiary,
Because I was
and
scrolling and I didn't find him.
also,
Oh.
oh.
Really him? Out of all of them, he does?
Yeah, he absolutely was. So when you said his name, I was like, buddy, not only is he a topiary already, but
But I'm gonna get
he has an
hosed.
asterisk next to his name. So we, here's the thing.
Oh gosh.
This was gonna go in two different directions. This is not a positive
Oh no. I wasn't first.
So if he had been drafted and there had been any other Peter Pan characters drafted, all Peter Pan characters were going to be off the board.
Oh, but
But
he's the first.
since no other Peter Pan characters have been drafted, you lose a topiary and I get to pick which one you lose.
Whoa, you gotta be kidding. Yes, I love this. This
Can
is
you
amazing.
so I'm
Chill
going to
on this.
say goodbye.
Don't.
Say
Everything's gone
goodbye.
so perfectly so far with my
Say
theme
goodbye.
that I have yet to
Say
reveal.
goodbye to Dante.
No! No more Dante for you.
He
He's gone from everything?
is gone. He's off the board. They had some issues with
Like the
Dante's
topiary
topiary.
caught fire and
Okay, I was gonna say that
you went
extreme.
real
I was
violent.
gonna
You went
say
true to
that
him.
Dante can catch on fire.
he
Who
just had to go
does, isn't he?
backstage to like,
They gotta
on some things.
This
but
makes
you do
me
get to keep
sick.
You do get to keep the crocodile. Congratulations.
I would have rather you taken the crocodile.
Hate it for you.
Well, that.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Up next, Mel, pick number five.
Okay. Now I'm scared knowing the consequences of picking bad ones. So.
This is wild.
I gotta take the risk. I'm gonna go with the OG. My grandmother would want me to do it. Snow White.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
Oh, a poison apple tree has sprouted from the Snow White topiary. What shall you do?
Oh dang it.
Listen though, I really wanted you to pick Snow White, not because it is a bad thing, but because it is an actual great thing for you. Because not only do you get Snow White, but because
you
picked
get all
Snow White,
seven dwarves, you gotta be joking.
You get any of the dwarves that have not been drafted, which means all seven are still in play. You get Snow White and the seven dwarves. Congratulations.
Yes!
So lame.
Okay, Nick has to do all game days here on out, because I have a good time when he's here.
Hey, let's just... But wait a tick. This is not a game day, first off.
I will say, like, putting this together, it just deepens my appreciation for the work that Hunter puts into these things. So there you go.
No,
there's
a
nice
a
yeah.
There's
I
a
also
nice compliment.
Think you knew exactly the two people who are going to be on this episode, and Snow White getting all seven dwarves was not a mistake. So
hey, if you were playing the draft well, then you'd be picking other characters. So
I am picking the right characters.
I can't help it that Mel has literally a stacked lineup right now with Belle, Asha, Sleeping Beauty, Elsa, Isabella, Maleficent, Snow White, and the Seven Dwarves.
Killing it with this topiary game. My garden is going to be gorgeous.
It truly is. All right, Hunter, pick number six.
Okay.
He's really thinking this through.
Oh, man. Because the thing is, there's one topiary, one single topiary that really ties everything together for me. And if that one were to be gone, I don't know what I would do with myself. Ooh. So I don't know if I should wait or just go for it. I'm going to pick the only one who's kind of a topiary, but probably the most not a topiary, and that's Groot.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, honestly,
more
a lot
statue than topiary, but technically he's a tree trunk. So
a lot of people have a lot of opinions on Groot this year because of that, because they don't think that he's necessarily a.
I get it, because he's made of wood, so it's like cover him in flowers that wouldn't necessarily make sense. Like he already is a plant,
right?
So.
Well, because he's so controversial. Here's the thing.
No,
about...
we don't need your evil laugh.
That's just my laugh. No. I can't help it.
I'm sorry. It was a It was a nice laugh.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to
stay.
Here's the thing about Groot. In order to avoid having Groot blipped from the game, you have to name three of the six songs that are in rotation on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
That I've only written once?
Yeah. Actually, this is fun because I told AJ about this beforehand, and I was like, of all the people that are going to be on this episode, the two of them would be the worst at naming three of the six songs.
Okay.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
I don't need the artist. I just need the name of the songs.
Okay, just three of the six.
Yep.
If I get a incorrect answer, am I like done immediately? Or like, how does this work?
Yeah. Once you submit an answer, that is your answer.
So it's like lock it in, and then it's bling, or
correct,
and then I'm
correct,
dead. Okay.
Correct. And if you do not get it, he is
gosh. What's
the
one
game
that everybody always wants? It's they're all leaving my mind.
Oh wow, you're getting a taste of your own medicine.
It is.
He really is. He's
this
getting
is what,
the pressure.
This is what a game day feels
oh,
like.
Oh my gosh!
And if you don't hurry, we're going to start a timer.
Okay. Well, I think I have one.
Go ahead.
I think I have one.
Are you looking at your phone?
No, I'm not.
He's an honest man.
Is this? Yeah, I would never cheat. I don't know if this is the name of the song though. I'm gonna say "Burn, Baby, Burn." Lock it in. Burn, 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 baby, burn.
That is a song. I don't know. What would
Boom,
Hunter
baby,
do in this
boom.
situation?
It's
I think
Burn,
you.
right? It's
Nope. I
or it's
don't.
Hot Chili Wednesday. What is the song
Hunter,
Wednesday?
I
What
hate to say
is
it,
that one that everybody always wants?
but
It's always
Groot has been blipped from the game.
February, September, September,
You could have gone with September, but you said Burn
September.
Baby Burn. The
Burn,
actual name
baby,
of the Burn
burn.
Baby Burn song is Disco Inferno.
Inferno.
Sorry, bud.
What are the other ones?
You've
Disco
got
Inferno,
Conga, you've got
September,
Everybody Wants to
Conga.
Rule the World, you've got Iran.
I hate this
All the good
game.
80s hits, really, just thrown in there. And they play Steely Dan on your way out, which is like one of my favorite things, not gonna lie.
It was a strong pick, but it did not work in your favor. Mel, would you have been able to do it?
I Conga, when you said I immediately was like Conga and I
Yeah.
knew Disco Inferno, I think I would have started feeling the pressure by the third one, but I might have been able to do
All
it. My
right,
dad really drilled 80s music into me pretty
Conga
hard. So.
is my favorite song. I love it so
And that's
much.
why I remembered it because you talked about how much you loved that song on the ride.
Such a good friend.
My
Such a
brain
good friend.
stopped working when I was locked in on trying to remember September, but could only have the word Wednesday in my mind. I was like, the song is not called Wednesday. What
I
is
really
it?
like watching you squirm in some sort of
Yeah.
version of a game day. It's really fun, actually. This
Oh,
is really
truly,
like,
it's
yeah,
vindicated a
I
little bit.
truly is.
Seven rounds in, I only have five characters. You're doing pretty good.
Mel has more dwarfs than you have characters.
This game, this whatever this is.
Right, Mel, up for number six. Go ahead.
Okay.
Why do I think that little scenario is going to be the real for the week?
Maybe there's a chance. I
Yeah,
don't know.
please
There's
do.
been
And then it's going
multiple.
to cut to black with Disco Inferno, like as the audio playing. It's like, nope, that's wrong. Black.
Burn,
Burn,
baby,
baby.
burn.
And then people in the comments are all going to be like, how did you not know I was screaming it? I was screaming it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Laugh at my
I'm like so
misfortune.
scared because I'm doing so well. I'm somehow going to mess this up.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to pick Cogsworth.
All right.
I'm just
Safe
going
pick. No
safe.
ghosts there. That was solid.
Yeah, because I have Belle and I can't get the beast, so I'm going to go with,
Yeah.
nice
Nice
little
pick.
surprise. I also just love his shape. It's so cute,
I like it. Yeah. Him and Lumiere, they're having their moment for sure together.
They really are. I would say Lumiere, though, the picture I saw, he looked a little weird, a little
Little
funky, just like
discombobulated. Yeah.
a little bit. I get it though, because it's hard to make that wax
Shape.
shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange,
I
but
want to
no,
say
they're
those two have been around for a while, though, too. But
they have.
they're
Yeah,
classics. You can't get rid of them. So,
you can't get rid of them for sure.
All right, Hunter, pick number seven. We got to start rolling on this.
Looking over my list here. We're just gonna lock in here. But I really don't think you're gonna pick that one. Let's go. You know what? We're gonna go with the butterfly. Let's
All
just go with
right.
the butterfly. Nothing bad can happen with that.
You're right. There is no ghost near the butterfly. Solid
Dang, I
pick.
would have laughed so hard.
Giant butterfly, by the way. Yeah, it's not a little butterfly. Just
Yeah,
so
and
everybody, like,
so
gauging how well my team is. I just got a giant butterfly on my team. So Mel doesn't have
really winning.
that. Really doing
There are
so
a lot
good.
of those butterflies around Epcot, and so, we had to just stick with the one.
Now
But
I
they're
own all
great.
of them.
I love them.
Oh wait, there's an asterisk, and you say if you draft the butterfly, you get every butterfly.
No, sorry about
Unique.
that. No ghost there. All
Oh.
right, Mel, pick number seven.
I'm between two right now. I think I'm gonna do Tiana.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I love her background and everything, like gorgeous. Just
I think that she is one of the best topiaries at Flower and Garden Festival.
she looks
And
amazing. She's
because
got
of
a nice
that,
little backdrop, right? Like a little like
yeah.
yeah, she's got a whole setup
good
going
like
on.
photo op. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. And because of that, I didn't do any ghost around Tiana. She deserved to have her moment and be a
Needs
solid
it.
pick. Yeah.
Once
All
again, more
right.
attention and love for her because she's
A
just
whole round with no
yeah, a
ghost
whole round,
action.
literally two picks in a row. We're on a roll.
Pressure's on.
Why do I think something bad's gonna happen with this one? But I'm gonna pick the troll from Norway. Tell me what happens.
Well, you picked a troll, so.
Yep. Yeah, there it
Oh,
is.
Hunter.
Oh
Why would you do something bad for the troll? It's supposed to be a good thing for the troll.
The troll was literally the worst
Oh,
pick
here we go.
that
And your draft is over.
So, Hunter, you because you picked the troll, the ghost will now take two of your topiaries. And you lose one pick. So
No.
your draft will end at pick 14, and now I get to pick two of the topiaries that will be leaving your garden forever.
Oh,
I'm pretty close to just quitting. Just gonna leave.
You
know
Hunter,
what?
is it
This is
rough
what you
when
get. This is what you get
No,
for
you did
going
this
after
on purpose
Mel
because
at
there's
the
no
very
way
beginning.
Mel would have picked a troll.
You
There's no
never know.
way Mel would have picked Groot. Yeah,
You
you're
do
doing
not
this
know
on
that.
purpose.
You went after Mel's
Then
beast, and this is
meanwhile,
what happens.
all the
That's true.
princesses are good things. Oh, you got a good
No.
princess. Here we go. You got a good thing.
I haven't picked
Oh.
every princess, though. There are other princesses on the list.
I thought Hunter would play a game where he was taking the princesses from Mel, so I'm shocked
I
actually.
thought he was going to do that too, to be
Oh,
honest.
because I'm
Yeah.
nice. It's a very Hunter
Here's what you
move.
get. Nice people
Well,
finish last.
you're losing
Oh,
Figment. You're losing Figment and the Beast.
Figment and the Beast. That's what you get. That's what
Literally, my top two picks.
Yeah, sorry, ain't it for you?
My top three picks, Figment, the Beast, and
Oh.
Dante, are all gone. Oh.
Seriously, the vibes of just, you know what a game day feels like now is
No, this
just,
isn't a game day. This is
it feels like one.
utter
Don't be
mystery.
rude. Don't be rude.
Why? Because you're going to add asterisks to whatever I decide to pick next?
I
I
have
feel like
not done
that's what's
that.
happening.
No, this was pre-decided, and Francie will be my witness. Anyways,
Yeah,
Mel, you're at
collusion.
pick number eight.
Oh my gosh, I'm only on eight. Oh my
Oh,
goodness.
the good news is you get to keep the troll.
I don't care about the troll.
Hey, you got the troll. Very reminiscent of the old Norway ride. I think
Yeah.
that's, you know, that's a big
Don't talk good things about the troll. Just pick your pick.
Oh my gosh. Look, bad things are coming for me. I just know it. I'm enjoying this too
I
much.
don't know. Hunter, you're
No.
really taking care of those bad
Nothing
situations.
bad's gonna happen to you, that's for sure.
Oh man. Okay. I already have Elsa, so I just want Anna too.
Nice.
I you
Solid pick.
gotta, you know,
Yep.
yeah, they're sisters. You gotta have the sisters together.
You have like
Of
a power
course.
princess squad going on right now, for
I
sure.
mean, story of my life. I just love my princesses, you know.
Yeah, I'd have a
Yep.
squad if I actually got to keep who I draft, but it doesn't matter.
I can't help with the way that this has
For my
happened.
ninth pick, I'm just gonna forfeit this one, you know? I'm just gonna do a pass.
Stop. You can't do that. Just
Yeah, I'm
pick a
just gonna do a
topiary.
pass.
Why don't you start thinking like me, Hunter? Get into
Be
the
more like Mel.
mindset of Mel.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Pink bunnies, happy skies, rainbows and clouds.
I'm just gonna go for the two for one because I feel like I need to get greedy now. Rafiki and Simba.
All right, there you go. Safe. You got it.
Is
There are
it?
no ghosts
Is
with
it?
Rafiki and Simba. There are no ghosts with Rafiki and Simba.
It'd be
Good
really
job.
mean if you like literally just said that and then went. Nick is not the ghost host. He doesn't know.
I'm not evil. You know what's funny though is that no, I won't say that just yet. We'll keep going.
Yeah,
We'll
because there's
keep going.
worse
Oh
things
boy.
to happen, I'm
Mel,
sure.
no. The troll was the
I should have picked the troll first. That's what I should have done. Should
Yeah,
have
missed
gotten it out of the way.
opportunity. You just would have
Oh,
lost a pick at that point.
gosh.
All right, Mel, pick number nine.
Think I want to go with Bambi.
Very nice. Another safe option. We like it.
Of course it's safe. Why wouldn't it be safe?
You are so salty,
Salty.
Hunter.
So salty.
What do you expect?
You want some fries
Let
with
me just
that salt?
take your first three
Dang.
picks and put a big old X through them. They just don't exist. Apparently, there's wildfires burning through Epcot right now that
Stop
nobody can
it.
control.
But the princesses escape. All right, Hunter, pick number 10.
Freaking Maleficent over here is blowing fire on all of my topiaries.
It was her plan all along.
We're gonna go Bo Peep Sheep.
Nice. They're safe. Look
Yeah,
at
the way he laughed
that.
for a second, I was like, oh boy, oh
Of course they are.
boy.
All right.
Okay.
Mel, pick number 10.
I'm thinking hard on this one. think I want to do Tinkerbell.
Very nice. Tinkerbell is a safe option. Good
Not
pick.
if you drafted a Peter Pan character, you now have zero characters.
No.
Once again.
That was the crocodile that you didn't think was actually a topiary.
Anyways. All right. Well, maybe it's safe to do this now. Maybe it's not. But I'll tell you what. Or I'll tell you at the end. Anyways, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Hook. We're gonna do Hook.
Very nice. And oh, you know
Captain
what? That is a
Hook. That is a
villain.
villain.
Good.
Yeah, it's a villain.
Yeah, you're safe.
Cool.
That is an actual villain. So I guess, yeah, we didn't
You were
even
so
hit.
stressed about that one.
Yeah, I
I wonder
was.
why. Mel, pick
I'll
number
tell you
11.
later.
Oh boy. All right, let's see. It's hard because I got a lot of the ones I really, really wanted.
I only get to pick three more.
I think I want to go with Pooh. I love Pooh.
Very nice. Pooh is classic, and I could not do anything to Winnie the Pooh with any ghostly activity.
Oh,
So
he's so
Winnie the
adorable.
Pooh is also a safe. I will say that by the end of the festival, Pooh looks like he's had a lot of honey because he grows out quite a bit, and
He's quite large at the end,
he's
but
very fluffy.
he's so cute. My baby
Fluffy.
nursery was Pooh themed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I
Was
mean, I think a
your
lot of people did,
did you
but
ever have like a Disney, like early years Disney birthday party theme?
you know what? I didn't.
Oh, really? I did.
I
My first
didn't.
birthday was 101 Dalmatians, and then I had a Lion King birthday and an Aladdin birthday.
I'm so jealous. Considering what I've done for like 10 years for kids, like you would think that my parents would have done that for me once, but no, I had nothing like that. My birthdays were in the, there are in the summer, so we would do like pool parties. So they
Yeah.
didn't really have a theme. And then one birthday was Harry Potter, I will say.
Nice.
The Harry
Love it.
Potter birthday party. So we all wore glasses jumping into the pool. So
What house are you, Mel?
Gryffindor, I
Nice.
believe, is what I was sorted into. I do think though, maybe I shouldn't answer the questions the way I want to and just how I feel, because I feel like Slytherin might also be an option for me.
Nice. I love it.
Depends on the day.
Hunter,
Shout
you're a
out. Shout
Gryffindor.
out to all my fellow Hufflepuffs.
You're not a
Aw,
Hufflepuff.
that's what
You're a
my
Hufflepuff.
video game one told me I was, and I
The
answered that
video
one
game.
honestly.
Oh yeah, the place that, yeah, no wait, I'll go off that one. And
What
that
is
one
that
did
video game
say,
called again?
oh my gosh, what is it called?
I
It
never
was
played it. Is it
the
not like
biggest
the
thing.
Wizarding World or something like that? I don't know.
It was
Eddie
amazing. I
bought a
loved it.
video game.
I
Anyways,
played the whole thing through, but yeah, no, it said I was a Gryffindor. So
yeah,
I'm
but
going
that I think you have to do like the actual quiz on the like it used to be Pottermore, now it's like the Wizarding World website. But I made Hunter do that one and he got Gryffindor.
Hogwarts
So
Legacy. Sorry,
Hogwarts
Hogwarts Legacy.
Legacy. Thank you.
Yeah, but
Well,
no, Hogwarts Legacy, it had a test, it had
yeah.
questions, it had personality stuff, and I was a
It was quite
Hufflepuff.
long too. If I remember,
I
it
don't
was
accept
quite.
you in my house.
I am. We are so alike.
So not.
Maybe it's just,
Anyways,
yeah, my. I
wait,
don't
so
know.
we have a Gryffindor, maybe Slytherin on a bad day. We got a Hufflepuff, and
Don't
then
know. I think that
I'm a
one thing.
Hufflepuff. I am.
What
No.
does that mean? What does that mean to be a Hufflepuff?
It means loyalty is one of my most
Yeah.
prized characteristics.
He's reading off.
I am a nerd, so that's cool.
What? We're not all
A lot
nerds.
of listen in Hogwarts Legacy, if you go around the Hufflepuff clubhouse, they're all studying and reading books. They are all
Those were
nerds in that
Ravenclaws.
game.
Ravenclaws are nerds.
Yeah,
Anyways.
I will tell you real quick before we move on, is that the Hufflepuff house is the only one in that video game that can do the Azkaban level, apparently. It's a secret mission that
Interesting.
only the
Oh.
Hufflepuffs can do, where you go to Azkaban. Gryffindor does a lot more
Oh, I
side
did do
missions
the
that are like,
Azkaban one. That was a
yeah.
scary one. They
Yeah. would give that to the Hufflepuffs who like show up at Azkaban and they're like,
Gryffindors
"Why
get
am I
like,
here?"
they gave like Ravenclaws more like mental challenges. Gryffindors got more like combat, I believe, like on the grounds. And then I don't remember off the top of my head what Slytherin's was, but this just makes me want to play that game again. It was so good.
I need to
I
play it. I
just was
never did.
trying to get to Avada Kedavra so I could
Oh yeah,
like
once I
do a
got that
duel with one of
spell.
my classmates and just pull that spell out on them, and then everybody would just look at me like, "Oh my gosh, what did you
Which
do?"
is so anti-Hufflepuff
Avada Kedavra'd the poop out of all those stupid spiders and wolves, and oh my
Oh
God, it
yeah.
was
That one
amazing.
ghost kid in the forest.
All right. Moving on, moving on.
It's so off topic.
I didn't get to ask you, Hunter, if you had Disney themed birthday parties, but we'll get back to that
I
eventually.
had a Thomas the Tank Engine one.
Oh,
That's
that's
fun.
not
That's the
Disney.
earliest, it's not Disney, but that's the earliest themed birthday party I can remember.
That's good. I
But
like
Thomas
those.
is a little freaky, I'm not gonna lie, but yeah.
Watching it nowadays, the yeah, whoever made those faces needs
The
to
way their eyes would
think
do the
about
like
their artistic. Yeah. It looks like it's a sheet of fabric and then someone pressed their face into it.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's a little freaky.
I wish you could see what Hunter's doing
They
right now.
I
So.
could make this a reel. We have the capabilities.
It has nothing
Dwarf
to do with the
me.
episode. It's just a bonus reel.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, pick 12. You have three picks left. Make them count.
No prep.
Now my mind's thinking, who would Mel pick?
Do you know Mel very well? This is a way to find out.
Wow, that's a
But
good rhyme.
all most of mine are who you definitely wouldn't pick. I'm just thinking of who you're most likely to pick. So I'm gonna go with Kermit the Frog.
Very nice. Very nice.
Was not even close to what I was thinking of, but I'm
Sounds
good for
very
you.
bad. Here comes the laugh.
Mwahahahahah.
I'm done.
Here's the thing about Kermit. Kermit is a Muppet, and I'm not a big Muppets guy at
He's
all.
not.
So,
Why are we here?
because you chose Kermit, I get to pick one of your
He's freaking joking. Crying.
Oh my
Can
gosh.
you see how red I am? I want to go home. I am home.
I don't know how this has happened, but I love it. The good news is you get to keep Kermit, so that's exciting.
Listen,
But
don't do what, don't listen. There's one of mine who's not like the other. Please don't pick that one.
I'm gonna take
Don't.
Rafiki and Simba.
Okay. I'm honestly not as hurt for that one. That's
I
okay.
left you hooked, don't worry.
Golly. Alrighty. Well,
that
this
was fun.
sucks.
You do get to keep Kermit though, so congratulations.
Whatever.
Pick number 12 for you, Mel.
Okay. Oh man, that really tickled my funny bone. All right. I want to go with Lady.
Very nice. I cannot do anything to a dog, so Lady is a
Oh,
safe option for
yeah,
sure.
okay. So cute.
But beloved Kermit, loved by millions.
He
Well,
doesn't like Muppets.
I'm not
No
one of those millions.
audience.
Here's the thing, if you knew me well, then maybe you'd be
I
picking
know you don't
differently.
like Muppets,
Also, you
No,
were like, oh, Mel would pick Kermit. No, I
I
wouldn't.
just know you wouldn't pick any of the others, but anyways.
All right.
I picked others though.
No, no, no. I'm not interested in those ones. But
Oh, I see. I see.
grumpy, grumpy
All right.
Hunter.
I only have two picks left, so how bad could it be? Let's go for numbers again. I'll take the pandas.
Okay.
Cool.
The pandas are totally safe. Congratulations.
There's
All
three of them,
right.
right? That
Yep,
at
you
least makes up three out of my five that I've.
Well, they are counted as one, but
Six.
you did get three pandas.
I've
Good job.
lost six. Five and a pick.
Yeah.
This is really
Your
bad.
next pick is your last pick.
Yeah, I
Mel,
know.
pick
Wow. Oh, buddy.
13.
Okay. I'm like scared because like you could want to put something on this just to twist it up, but I also just hope, man, after my own heart, you wouldn't.
All
Mickey Mouse.
right, Mickey, you know what? Mickey is a
Yeah,
safe
you
option.
get good things. You get all of the Fab Five if none of them have been picked.
In one.
That would have been a good one now
I'm
that you
not going
think
to give
about
any
it.
spoilers, but that could be in rotation on one of those Fab Five characters.
Oh boy.
So
But
you have
which
one.
one?
You have
It doesn't fit in my theme that I'm going
Your
for
theme
here.
is survival.
My theme is still somewhat intact, except I really wanted Figment. Figment was big for my theme.
I'm sorry.
But I'm going to go with my final pick. Tigger.
Very nice.
Oh, that's cute. Good one.
Tigger is one of my favorite Disney characters, so I had to
Which is
leave Tigger
why
alone.
I have a good thing happening,
No,
right? Yeah.
unfortunately, there is no good thing associated
Of
with Tigger,
course.
but
Only
he
for the
is
things you
safe.
hate the most, you punish
Oh.
people for
Mel,
them.
there are some good ones left in the game for
I
sure. Let's see if Mel. She
won't
is.
have a chance.
Nope,
I'm done.
your draft is locked and loaded. Unless, of course, Mel picks something that could influence or change that.
Oh, okay.
But, Mel, you have two picks left.
This is, yeah.
So go ahead and with your 14th pick.
I'm gonna do Minnie to be safe. I
All
want
right.
Mickey and Minnie together.
Nice. She is safe as well. No ghosts there.
And then I'm like debating between Goofy and Donald because they're a little, because Goofy is super silly. You never know what he could do. But then Donald's super angry, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah. Both of
Goofy's a
those characters.
dad. Pick Goofy. Hey, Dad Soup. It means a lot to Nick, and he has something good
Well,
behind
that's what
Goofy.
I'm saying. I'm kind of leaning towards because
I'm
I
telling
know
you,
Goofy a
I know
lot.
what he's thinking. If you pick Goofy, something good's gonna happen.
I just know Goofy means a lot to you, and like I
Or
love
something
Goofy.
bad. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I just know something's gonna happen if you pick Goofy. Guaranteed, because I know him.
I mean, look, let's just twist it up for the end. Why not? I'm gonna pick Goofy.
Nice. Well, there's no ghost at Goofy.
Oh, was it Donald?
No, neither of them actually. It was
Oh.
all right. So
Probably Daisy.
let's
Was it Daisy?
recap.
Just
Let's
silly.
recap what your drafts
If
are.
you pick Donald, I bet you got Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Do you want
But
me to tell
anyway,
you what the leftover like ghost moments were?
yeah,
Should
let's
I
go
say
over
that?
the minds that just we totally dodged.
All right. So
That Mel dodged all of
if
them.
you picked any of the triplets, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, you would have also gotten the three fairies from Sleeping Beauty, which would
Oh,
have been so cool for you, Mel, to just finish your
same.
Sleeping Beauty story.
Really pull it all together.
Yeah. If you picked Chip, you would have gotten all of the Fab Five plus Chip and Dale.
Would you have stolen them?
No, it would have been whatever was left, not drafted.
Yeah.
If you picked Buzz Lightyear, you would have been able to trade and like trade or swap any of your topiaries with the other team.
Oh.
So you would have been able to take one of yours and give it to the other, and then, vice versa. Mufasa, you would have been able to steal a topiary from the other person. Antonio would have been a big one from Encanto, and that one you would have won any of the animals that were left in the draft because Antonio can speak to animals. So you would have taken all of the
You would have
animals.
started with him right off the bat.
Yeah.
That would
I
have been
love
wild.
that. Miss Piggy also was a lose one because she is also a
Muppet.
Muppet.
Makes sense.
And
Like,
then Eeyore slash Piglet, because Eeyore's just down, we would have taken one of your topiaries away.
makes sense.
I
Yeah.
almost picked Eeyore and Piglet and Miss Piggy. If I
Wow.
had two picks left.
Wow.
If this isn't yin and yang encompassed right here, I
I'm
don't
telling
know.
you, this is proof that it was targeted.
It was not targeted. You
It was
just picked
not.
all the wrong ones. And
It's just
then
your brains literally work in the opposite directions,
the last,
literally.
truly,
There it is.
the last, that could not be more right. The last, like, hot item or topiary, the last topiary with like a bonus is actually because it's the Flower and Garden Festival, Flower from Bambi. You would have gotten to choose two characters from any movie and add
Oh,
them to your garden. So,
you know, I was so close to picking Flower, but then I was like, no, nah, I want Bam. I should have just did it because I love
Mel,
her.
you destroyed that
Hold
draft.
on.
You came
You
out completely
haven't heard
unscathed.
my pitch.
I will hear your pitch, but let me recap who you guys have
I
in
was
your
getting my
garden.
praises sung. Why can't you let me have my moment, dude?
Well, he's already declaring a winner. We need to pump the brakes
I didn't
here.
declare a winner. I just said she rocked it because
That
she
I
didn't hit
rocked
any
this
of the
draft.
bad
I
ones.
think it's
Okay,
called
so.
getting lucky, but
All right. Well, you did have the lucky dragon. So
Yippee!
Hunter's Garden
Can
has
we
the
start with
dragon.
Mel?
No. Hunter's Garden has the dragon, Bruce the shark, the crocodile, a butterfly, a troll, the sheep, Bo Peep's three sheep, Hook, Kermit, pandas, and Tigger.
Wow. Oh,
Hunter, would
yeah.
you like to provide context for your garden?
So here we go. I had a vision of this being my personal garden, telling a story that's all around one man and his battles with the beasts. Starts with Hook, his battle with TikTok the crocodile. But then TikTok calls all his friends. Now he has Bruce the shark, the dragon, a giant butterfly, a troll, Bo Peep's sheep, a monstrosity with three heads.
Kermit the frog.
So confusing. It's a giant toad. The panda's very vicious, and Tigger, a tiger, you know, all trying to help TikTok the crocodile.
Oh, I should have totally taken Hook from you.
Captain Hook standing at the helm on a, I imagine him standing at the mast of a 30-foot sail, just fighting off all of these creatures climbing the totem pole, Jungle Cruise style.
The ferocious yes. Tigger.
Yes, yes. But that,
I do. Hey, listen, I love that
story of man versus beast. And it would have helped if I would have had Figment, Beast, Dante, Groot, Rafiki, Simba, another pick, but whatever.
I love it. I love your story behind it. Fantastic job. You're just lacking in characters.
I mean, I've written my story.
Mel, you ended up with Belle, Asha, Sleeping Beauty, Elsa, Isabella, Maleficent, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Cogsworth, Tiana, Anna, Bambi, Tinkerbell, Winnie the Pooh, Lady, Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy.
Heck yeah.
Just solid. Crushed it. You crushed the draft. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I did not know how that was going to go, but I am so glad it went the way that it did.
I am too. That was beautiful. I needed this today. This is real nice. This just proves though that we're on the same wavelength about stuff all the time. But like, I just, my heart.
I love it.
You see what my vision was for this. It's a fairy tale, beautiful world. And you got like the OGs in the center and the princesses to the side and Maleficent in the bag. Like I have a whole vision here.
It's giving what your, what's the video game? Why am I
blanking? A Dreamlight Valley.
It's giving your own Dreamlight Valley. Wow.
You literally got it. Cause I was thinking that as I like put all these together at the end, you just listed them off. And I'm like, this is like Dreamlight Valley territory right here. Like literally something I would want to build and have literally. So
I love it. Good job. Proud of both of you.
Thank you. This was really fun.
It's amazing that no princess had a bad thing tied to it.
Why would they? They're beautiful.
One princess did have a good thing tied to it. So
why would a troll, like, what did he ever do?
It's a troll. What do you mean?
Why would you pick a troll and a crocodile?
A crocodile.
What did you think was gonna happen?
And Kermit. Everybody loves Kermit.
Not I. So
there are reasons.
Deeper than that.
I'm gonna look up a Kermit gif and send it to you right now.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna look up the T one and send it over.
Or
like...
it's gonna be the hooded one that he sends.
Oh yes.
Darth Sidious Kermit. I'm feeling that energy right now.
All right, but listen, in all seriousness, first of all, thank you guys for having me back. This was a lot of fun. This is not the last time that you'll hear from the ghost host. But also, I just wanted to say, like, you guys are doing such a phenomenal job with this. You guys continue to just, like, produce such incredible content. It's been so much fun listening every week. I miss it every single week when I know that you guys are recording. I'm proud of you. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you for letting me be here. This was a lot of fun. I'm sorry, Hunter, that things went the way that they did for you. Truly, I apologize.
But I know it was by design.
But no, it was not at all, which is, you know, interesting because everybody does feel that way after Hunter's game day, which was kind of fun to watch, you know, full circle moment there. I know that this is nowhere near the caliber that is a Hunter's game day, but it was fun to watch you squirm a little bit in a game that we played. So I loved this. It was a lot of fun. Also, Flower and Garden Festival, you guys got to check it out. You got to go visit for sure if you're able to. There's a lot of fun stuff, but definitely go listen to the Patreon episode that's posting on Tuesday of this week, I assume. Just because that's
I'm assuming we'll probably
posted. Yeah,
we've got a couple of things we can push around to make sure that gets out first. It's kind of relevant, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, yeah. So you find yourself standing in front of the troll topiary, just run far run and fast.
Actually, here, that's what we're going to leave this with. If you go to Flower and Garden Festival, I want you guys to tag the Happiest Podcast on Earth on your stories. At pictures of the troll topiary and tag Hunter so that he's constantly reminded of his choices.
No, actually, like, guys, I would love to see that, please. If even one person does this,
Mel will she'll reshare it to the Happiest Podcast story for sure.
I absolutely will.
Here we go.
About it forever. So just Be
I
prepared
love
for
it.
that because that would be hysterical. But no, this was so, thank you for coming back and hanging
It
out with
does.
us.
It felt like old times. I missed it. I missed this a lot. So
Oh,
love you
it felt
guys.
so good. This is great. We love you and we're so proud of you. We love your new podcast endeavors. We're
Thank
so
you.
proud of everything you're doing. I love
Thank you.
listening to you every week and being on your Patreon. So
You're the best.
it's nice supporting each other. So we
Oh,
love you.
Hunter's scheming something right now.
Hunter is definitely scheming something. I just see this look on his face of just.
There are so many. Turn it off. It makes my ears bleed.
Rainbows are visions, but
Adios, everybody. Ghost host, this is how you ward off the ghost host. Ghost host out.
Play Rainbow Connection.
We're done. We're
Oh,
done.
the
We're
little
done.
choose to
No, I love it. It's so good.
Oh, gosh.
I have to get to the chorus.
Wait and see. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
That was beautiful.
Hate it.
Thanks, Nick. You did a great job.
Yeah, whatever.
Bye-bye.